Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Karcher, and he may be known to some of you as the Iowa Public Television personality. And some of us know him from Midwest Living Magazine and some other things. So good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
Dan, you have lots of life experiences to share, and you're going to be doing that in Atlantic. You want to give us the place and the date and the time?
Why, sure. I'm going to be speaking twice in Atlantic at the Allen House. That's down on the, I believe, the southeast side of Atlantic, a retirement community.
Right.
And I'll be speaking on July 27th and August 24th. They're both Saturdays, and I'll be speaking both days at 2 p.m. for about, 45 minutes. And I believe the Allen House is going to be serving some treats from one of our old Midwest Living cookbooks while I'm there.
Oh, so wonderful.
That'll be an extra incentive. But anybody that's interested should give Adam Karcher a call at the Allen House, 712-404-0072. And they can put their name on the list to be part of the program. There's no charge.
Okay, yeah. We want to make sure there's enough seating space and enough refreshments.
So. Absolutely. So, again, the number for Adam is 712-404-0072 at the Allen House.
All right. We'll give that again here before we finish. You know, since you mentioned recipes from Midwest Living, let's start there. You were the founding editor-in-chief of Midwest Living Magazine, and I always loved the recipes. How did you find those?
Oh, the recipes. I worked with a wonderful food editor most of those years at Midwest Living. I was with the magazine for 21 years.
Oh.
Diana McMillan and I and other staff members would get them from readers. We got them from a lot of the travel stories we did, like bed and breakfast or restaurants or food specialty stores, and they all went through the same test kitchen that Better Homes and Gardens uses at Meredith in Des Moines, because that's where Midwest Living was part of Meredith Corporation, which is Better Homes and Gardens and all the other Meredith magazines.
So, as you mentioned, this is a lot of your on your road trips, and of course that was the other really popular feature, I think, in Midwest Living, is wanting us to go places in the Midwest. You must have a couple stories about some of your travels, because that's what you're going to talk about, or one of the things you're going to talk about when you come to Atlantic.
Exactly. Well, with Midwest Living Magazine, right from day one, food and travel were the two most popular subjects, as you indicated, LaVon. And I, especially in the years 2004, 5, and 6, spent my whole summers traveling around the region myself to do three books that I'm going to talk about at the Allen House: Best of the Midwest, Parklands of the Midwest, and Taste of the Midwest. And I just explored every nook and cranny of the region. I think I drove around 35,000 miles those summers doing my research. And then in the years since I retired as editor-in-chief of Midwest Living, working for Iowa Public Television doing the Simple Pleasure series, I've explored even more within my home state here. So a lot of things in western Iowa, too, that I visited that I'll just be sharing a little bit about right in your own neighborhood there in Atlantic.
Simple Pleasures, Iowa Public TV. Some surprising finds, I think, things that are right here in our neighborhood and we don't even know they're here.
Exactly. And as I said, western Iowa shouldn't feel like they're left out of the party in any means as far as having fun things to see and do. I recall so well going to Walnut and exploring all the antiquing attractions. This year's series featured Elkhorn and Kimbleton, and all the Danish stuff and the windmill. And, of course, Anita has that wonderful Redwood Steakhouse that we did a story about this year. But I'll be talking about a lot of other destinations right there in the Atlantic neighborhood, too.
So if we don't want to travel very far, we have lots of opportunities. But you did cover all the surrounding states also.
Yeah. Now, when I was editor-in-chief of Midwest Living, I should explain, I'm originally from Council Bluffs and went to the University of Nebraska at Omaha, and then I spent my whole 35-year magazine career at Meredith Corporation in Des Moines, and 21 of that was with Midwest Living. But we just would explore all 12 of the Midwest states from Michigan, North Dakota, Kansas, Indiana, Ohio, you name it, one quarter of the United States. And I always said it was like a microcosm of the whole U.S. You had everything from the Ozark Mountains and the mountains of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which are so beautiful, and those wonderful rivers that are our two coasts, if you will, in Iowa, the Missouri and the Mississippi, the Great Lakes and the lakes up north, and places that I kind of felt like I helped discover and publicize, like Brown County, Indiana, and the Traverse City area in Michigan, and the Sand Hills of Nebraska. So many wonderful destinations within our own region, beyond those that are within our own state. And it never hurts to travel close to home, especially with gas prices the way they are. So we have lots of travel ideas to share.
Okay. And we're visiting with Dan Karcher, and he's going to be coming to Atlantic a couple of times here, and we'll remind you of those dates. Did you ever do a story on RAGBRAI? You know, this is RAGBRAI week.
Oh, I know it's RAGBRAI week. And in Midwest Living, our calendar of events and things would cover RAGBRAI, that's for sure. And also the things that bikers would like to eat and what have you. So they're going to be here in Des Moines, I believe, this very week. I'm speaking to you from Urbandale, where I live.
Okay.
And so the whole town's getting prepared for the thousands of bike riders rolling in.
It is amazing. One of those amazing things that happens in Iowa every year. I think it's gotten an international reputation. And you know, as you said, you've done some stories related to that. Dan, do you have a story about, maybe not with a name, but some unique personality you go, oh my goodness, I've never met anybody like this before?
Well, I met so many characters in my years, as you can imagine. And I wrote about a lot of them in my books. But I guess I'll share one little destination with you that's kind of offbeat and fun. Have you ever heard of the world's largest ball of twine?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, which one have you heard about?
The one in Minnesota.
Okay. Well, I was up there and got to hear the whole story of Mr. Johnson the farmer. And for your listeners that aren't quite up to speed, Mr. Johnson got bored one evening and started playing with a piece of twine, and he started rolling it into a ball. He was a bachelor Norwegian farmer up there, just like you hear about on Prairie Home Companion, but he was the real deal. And his ball of twine kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually he wound up on I've Got a Secret with his ball of twine. It weighed tons. People would come to see it from all over, so he had to chain it to a tree in his yard. And then when he passed, this little town of Darwin, which Atlantic would make it look, the Atlantic would look like New York City next to Darwin, Minnesota.
Blink when you go through Darwin and you've missed it.
Right. And so they inherited the ball of twine, and they made it their whole small town's identity to have Ball of Twine Boulevard and Ball of Twine Days for a celebration, what have you. And I just think that was a great inspiration to small communities in Iowa and everywhere to be creative about creating a destination and having some fun that people would want to come and participate in.
You bet. Be a little creative. I have to tell you, my parents live near there. They're in Litchfield, near Litchfield. So, yeah, I know about Darwin.
Well,
that's amazing that you picked that. Yeah, that's amazing you picked that story out to tell. Do you have, now this maybe isn't fair, do you have a couple of favorite places that you like to go back to that you've visited a number of times?
Well, I do have a summer place at Spirit Lake, so I have to lay my cards on the table that I'm an Iowa Great Lakes person, and my wife and I just love it up there any season of the year. But I really would like to get back to northern Michigan and the Traverse City area especially, and the Upper Peninsula. And then I do love Brown County, Indiana. It's an area south of Indianapolis that is in the really hilly, wooded part of Indiana, and it's just full of artists and craftspeople, and such a fun, out-of-the-way place. It's like frozen in time.
Well, if people want to hear more about your stories, where you've been, and ask you questions and so on, we're visiting with Dan Karcher, and he's going to be in Atlantic a couple of times, Dan.
That's right. I'll be there speaking at the Allen House, retirement community at 2 p.m. on two Saturdays, July 27th and August 24th. And anybody that's interested can call Adam Karcher at 712-404-0072. And by the way, Adam is my son. He lives in Atlantic.
It doesn't help to have a little good relationship going there. Yeah. We're so glad he's here, and we're so excited about having you come. So thank you very much, Dan Karcher, for visiting with us. And until next time, remember, you never know what's around the next corner.